Enjoy.
And it's time to check in with the Moberly Area Chamber of Commerce. Megan and Michelle are in today.
We're here.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We're great.
You're good?
Yeah. Had a good weekend.
Okay. Megan Schmidt, Michelle Greenwell.
Yes.
You had a good weekend.
We did. I did. Mm-hmm. I tried out my kid's hoverboard chair.
Hoverboard chair.
I did.
And?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
And scared me half to death.
Is it dumb if I ask what a hoverboard chair is?
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No, oh, I didn't know.
Okay, guys, what's a hoverboard chair?
So, you know what a hoverboard is, right? Kind those things you stand up
is
on.
Is that the... Okay.
That are like little skateboards.
Semi, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So this is a doohickey that attaches to it. Has a seat and little pegs for your feet. And then you control it with two little levers.
And how'd you do? You
Not
stay on it?
Not very well. I might have. Yeah. My son was chasing me on his bicycle going, Mom, it doesn't turn. It doesn't slow down well. Mom. And I might have kind of sort of wrecked. Not a ton.
All right.
I'm sure it was funny from the neighbor's perspective.
Limbs.
No, just a little bit of a missing toenail.
Okay. And you embarrassed your kid.
Yeah, oh, no, they thought it was awesome.
Oh, they
that
liked
I was
that.
Even writing.
Okay.
They right. love when I borrow their toys.
Good. All right. Well, we got a big list here, so let's get started. We're jamming tonight, right?
We are jamming tonight. This is a great event at 4th Street Theater. It's the monthly blues jam. Starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $5. I don't know if they have popcorn, but if they do,
they
it'd be tasty.
They probably do.
I'm sure.
All right. So the Chamber's got another brown bag lunch.
Yes. So tomorrow is the Chamber's monthly brown bag lunch and learn from 11:30 to 12:30. And this month's topic will be over MICC workforce development. So come learn about new programs that MICC is offering to meet the needs of your employees.
And bring your lunch.
Yes.
Yep.
Is that right in your conference room?
No.
Or where do you have that at?
Down at the municipal conference room. Mm-hmm. So next
Got
to Parks
it.
And Rec.
Next to Parks and Rec. Okay. Lenten Luncheon Series continues.
It does. April 10th at noon, it is at the MACC Activity Center. Program is presented by Father Phil from St. Pius. Cost is $10 per person. RSVP is required, and you need to call 263-3367 to make sure your spot's reserved.
Okay, very good. Michelle, Vintage 424, what do they have going on this week?
They will be having a Swingin' 60s party on April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. They'll have some groovy music and retro shopping. So while you're there, they will also have be giving tours of Moberly's newest small event center, The Parlor. So that's their little event center behind the store.
Behind
so
the
it's,
store,
it's
yeah.
pretty cool. And
it's adorable.
Mm. So, okay. So you can get a sneak peek, huh?
Yes.
Right. Very good. All right. What's the Moberly Eagles got going this weekend?
They are having a pool tournament on April 13th. Sign up starts at 3 o'clock and the tournament starts at 4. Cost is $10 per person and 30% of the proceeds will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
All right.
Fun and a fundraiser.
Very good. And we got another fundraiser, a benefit coming.
Yes. So a benefit for Eva Fry will be on Saturday at the Moose Lodge starting at 11 a.m.
Okay. Megan, tell us about the DECA team. What's going on there?
DECA team will be having a trivia night fundraiser Saturday at 6 at the Tech Center, so Moberly Area Technical Center. Team of 8, it's $15 per person, and they will also include a spaghetti dinner.
Hey, there you go.
Right.
Eat and fundraise. Okay.
Fundraise trivia.
Free babysitting clinic, Michelle.
Yes. So also on Saturday, the Randolph County Family and Community Education and the Extension Office are sponsoring a free babysitting clinic from 9:30 to 3 p.m., and that is at the MACC Gary Steffes Conference Room. And if you want to register, call 269-9656.
All right. We've got an annual program Jefferson Avenue United Methodist Church puts on.
Yes. The Proclaim the Glory Easter drama will be shown at Jefferson Avenue United Methodist Church Sunday, April 14th at 4:30 p.m. and again on the 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m. This is a free event, so come share and rejoice with them this Easter season.
All right. Coming up after we're done, we're going to learn more about this program. Mm-hmm. We've got a show coming up a week from tonight, right?
Yes. So Moberly Area Council on the Arts will be having the Truman State University Clarinet Choir and Steel Drum Band at the MACC Auditorium on the 15th at 7 p.m. So audiences will be amazed by this fun and electric performance from 30 clarinets in unison. Adult tickets are $10, student tickets are $3, and season ticket holders are free. And they can be purchased at our office on 211 West Reed Street.
All right. Randolph County Extension, what do they have going on, man?
They will be having a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program starting on April 15th. This is a program for older adults focused on strength training to increase strength, mobility, fall prevention, and flexibility. If you are interested, you can register by contacting 269-9656.
Another annual Easter time event coming up, Michelle.
Yes. So Moberly Parks and Recreation will be having a flashlight Easter egg hunt on April 18th at Howard Hills. The event will begin at dark and is free. They will have over 8,000 eggs hidden, and children will be separated in age groups so that older child doesn't get all day.
All right. Great event there. All right, Democratic Club?
Yes, it's holding its monthly meeting on Thursday, April 18th at Nellie's Restaurant. Social begins at 6 o'clock p.m. Meal starts at 6:30. Program will be on the United Way with guest speakers Atina Roberts and Roy Morales-Coons. Reservations are encouraged by noon on Wednesday, April 17th by calling 651-8919.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Easter theme, Michelle.
Yes. Family Life Fellowship will be having another Easter event called The Great Hunt at 2 p.m. for ages 0 to 12. They will have over 50,000 eggs, prizes, inflatable bounce houses, cotton candy, popcorn, and more. A shuttle bus will give rides to and from the egg hunt starting at 12:45 in the Health Department Pizza Hut parking lot. So for more information, you can call 263-0488.
And surely warmer days are ahead if we're already talking about railroad days.
Huh? No kidding,
wow.
Right?
Yes.
Summertime right around the corner.
It seems like everything's around the corner. Yeah. So we've been fielding questions about this nonstop since probably January.
Yes.
The answer is finally, vendor applications are now open and available for railroad days. If you're interested in an application, just email michelletourism@moberly.com and we will get one back out to you.
All right.
And we need all kinds of vendors for that. So
do you have the dates off the top of your head, or have I stumped you? Oh,
June
12th through the 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Big Bam will be here on the 12th also. Railroad Days kicks off on the 12th.
Big week.
Yes.
I know.
All right.
We have all kinds of dates memorized.
I memorize a lot of those, and then I forget the things I should really probably remember.
I know. It happens. Sorry.
Like, hey, did you remember to pick up your kid? Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
That happened one time.
Yeah.
Just one time. Michelle, you got a running list of events, right? You welcome people to call in their events, right?
Yes, they can call the chamber at 263-6070 and submit their event over the phone. Or the easier way probably is just to email me, tourism@moberly.com, and we'll get it on this list and on our community calendar.
And in the newspaper.
Yes.
And we'll chat about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do a lot of event promotion, so. Yeah.
Megan, we should mention, since we want to have a program before the event, we are, again, having the Ethics in the Workplace program.
Yes, we are.
Next week, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah. It is Wednesday, April 17th. Yeah. We have lots of table leaders signed up. I am still picking up prizes to use for the kids, incentives to keep them engaged in participating in the program. So this year we have about 300 students attending. So they're coming from Moberly, Westrand, Higbee, Cairo, and Madison. Maybe Salisbury. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, good. Good turnout for seniors. Do we need more table leaders?
I think we are good.
We're in good shape.
But we would never turn anyone away.
Never turn anybody away. That's right.
You can absolutely show up. So just shoot me an email or call the office if you are still interested in participating.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having us.
Megan Schmidt, the M&M girl. Do we call you the M&M girls today?
I don't don't think sure. you did, but you can.
No. We did? Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
The Moberly Area Chamber Report.
Dawn Phillips, an area teacher, speaks to a recent visit to Dr. Dan Bortson in Moberly.
I was excited.